Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny at Alice's Morning Show right now. Caller number 97-800-400-3697 gets a pair of tickets to the Chainsmokers with 5 Seconds of Summer and Lennon Stella. It's happening November 29th, 2019 at Chase Center, the brand new Chase Center. The tickets are on sale now. We have them all week, 9, noon, 3, and 5. Today, right now, this is your first chance to win a set today. Call now, 800-400-3697. You get to talk to Hooman.
Hey.
I see that Rudy is in the other studio. We're all getting ready for the big movies reviews. Coming up at about 9:15. We'll squeeze the text in before then.
Here's a couple of things you guys sent today. 408 says, something Sarah said a few years ago. You are your husband's sex life. I work 60 hours a week, 2 kids, just trying to make it in life. But I always remember what Sarah said. So when my husband wants it, he gets it.
Mm. That's, and actually, you know, credit Vinny with that, because Vinny said that on a secret show one time, and I was like, that is totally true.
For some reason, when me or Vinny or Bryn or Yuzette say it, it doesn't seem to matter. But when you say it.
Yeah, that's right. You know, the minions jump on. I'll just go ahead and take credit for it. I'll just go ahead and take credit. It's fine. Don't want to bother you guys with that, you know.
Well, they're deaf to us, so.
Or Sarah just repeats it after we've said it, and she's like, yeah, that one time I thought of this. Uh-huh. And you're like, what?
I try to give credit if I know someone else did it.
I'm always screaming at my she device. Mm. Even worse, my husband has a strong French accent and does not understand a thing.
Oh. Huh. I didn't even think about that. I suppose if you have it set to a certain language, but it probably can't understand both French and English, you got to pick one.
It's snowing in Denver.
Oh, boy. Sounds like a great place to be.
209 says, we've been in a dry spell for 2 years.
Oh, yuck.
Well, light a candle and beg.
Yep.
And feed that person a nice meal. Like, do whatever you can think of. I mean, two years.
Take out the trash, do the dishes, do the laundry, and be like, are you horny yet? What else can I do? Scrub the toilet.
What?
You're my sex life, lady. Or man. I'm not sure. I don't want to say it's definitely the woman who's refusing. Although probably.
I don't know what this person's talking about. I'm going to skip it.
Skip
Hey, Vinny. I had a varicose vein on my left testy and had to have it removed. I was only 22 years old when it happened. Going to be 46 soon. And there are still a few veins left behind.
Oh.
Ugh. Vinny, dry heaving is more gross than the veins. Just stop.
Yeah, the veins aren't bad. It's no big deal.
How do you know?
I don't know.
Huh.
I just do.
You just do know.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's weird that you would just know. Can you tell Scott to stop calling his third ball Amy? That's my name. Gross.
Oh, my God. He sent me the funniest picture. He captioned it something like, well, I'm at Gonad Central, hoping Amy stays small. And he looks terrified.
Oh, God.
It's like, post that right now. The caption and the picture. He's supposed to call us with an update after he gets, but I'm sure whatever scan they're doing is going to take longer than the time we have left.
Oh, well. We'll find out tomorrow, I'm sure.
I guess we will, sure. Yes, I'm sure he'll call us tomorrow. I wanted to tell you guys about my balls.
Right. 707, every person I know who is considered well-off financially also happens to be some of the cheapest people I know.
Oh.
One actually told me, how do you think I stay rich?
Oh. Huh. Think I got here in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a spender. There's no question that is a... Yeah, let's get that.
Sure.
What?
Don't worry, I'll pick up dinner.
What is wrong with me? So stupid.
Got this piece of plastic. It works for everything.
$1,000 shoes? You should have those.
Oh, God. Don't remind me.
Let's see here.
You're going to laugh when I show you the shoes I got, too.
Why? Why would I laugh?
You just will.
I like that you... You know, whenever you've put it together, I've been a fan of it.
Well, like, you know, and I am
okay.
It
maybe not
for
the red
thing.
Santa suit. That was a little weird, but everything else, I really
you seem to like that so much. You keep encouraging me to wear that. I wonder what that's about.
I don't know. Seems like you should get use out of it. It's a Christmas event. Yeah. Durr. Yeah.
Well, I did. I wore it, and then you never stopped making fun of me about it.
Weird.
How that worked.
Oh boy, I'm running out of time. 1 minute, everyone.
One minute
till
oh
the
God.
Movie's reviews.
No. So exciting.
I take my earphones off anytime Hooman talks. He spoils everything. He's not going to spoil this movie, though,
yeah,
for you. Don't worry. He's going to.
Come on.
He's the best movie reviewer in the Bay Area.
Of all time.
In the whole wide world.
Time. Well, hold on. There is the Hat Lady. But after that.
Yeah, right after her.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
Time. Yeah. Nice new intro.
Yeah, I asked me it 2 minutes ago.
So excellent.
Very accurate.
Do you miss Return of the Mac?
I miss Return of the Mac, but Head Out of the Way is a very close second right there.
Is there an exit to this intro? Like
no, it fades
no,
out.
The exit is you right there.
Brynn.
All right, everyone.
Just ripping my shirt off. That's what it is.
Brynn. Welcome to another fantastic movie review segment. But before we get to the movie review, the San Francisco Film Festival is happening right now.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
It started. Tomorrow night, there's going to be a special tribute with John C. Reilly at the Castro. So I put a link on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page if you want to get tickets or attend. I think there's a few seats left. All right, everybody. Here's your review film called Hellboy.
Oh, yeah.
Stars Ian McShane and Sarah's best friend in the whole world, Mila Jovovich.
Oh, yeah.
I was surprised to find out that you guys were friends.
We're not.
Not only friends.
She had her phone
friends.
Number and they hung out and everything.
Wow. They even texted once.
No, it was before texting.
Someone told me they made out one time.
Oh, snap.
That also is not true.
That would have made the movie better.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
So, in this film, King Arthur and Merlin defeat the evil Blood Queen. That's Mila.
Right.
She's the evil Blood Queen.
She's the evil Blood Queen.
In 514 AD. Oh. So in 2019, there's this giant pig who wants revenge on Hellboy. So the pig, his mission is to reassemble the body parts of the Blood Queen.
The pig?
There's a giant pig.
And it's a... And it's he's like high functioning?
He's cursed. Yeah. He's cursed, and he's using the Blood Queen in order to get his revenge on Hellboy.
So Hellboy destroyed her...
No, Hellboy beat up the pig when he was a baby.
Right.
There's a
backstory to the pig, but it would spoil the movie if we told you the entire thing.
Yeah, well, I guess I just have to accept that this pig is able to think like a human.
We had to also.
So Rudy, the story. I mean, I did the best I could. How was it crafted? You know, with King Arthur. And
I went to the bathroom right during the credits, and I said, "Okay, this is gonna be a 2-hour movie. I'm excited. Let me go to the bathroom real quick and come back so I can settle in."
Okay.
Man, when I walked into the theater, I thought I walked into the wrong theater when I saw that King Arthur was on the screen, and they were trying to pull Excalibur out and whatnot, and I was like, why is King Arthur involved in this movie?
Hellboy, yeah.
And Hellboy, and it just, I mean, granted, I wasn't there from the very, very beginning, but I was there for pretty much the entire movie. So it was just very confusing to see King Arthur at the top of the movie. And I was like, what other characters are going to be involved in this movie?
I was expecting Hansel and Gretel.
Yeah,
at least.
I thought Spider-Man, I thought Black Panther was going to make a cameo. It was like the weirdest assembly of characters for a Hellboy movie that I've ever seen. So it is just, I thought it was a very big reach to get King Arthur involved.
I know.
And it didn't make much sense.
Excalibur. So last night you watched the Guillermo del Toro version of Hellboy.
Right, because I do my homework.
Older one.
2004.
How many of the Hellboy, I feel like there have been three.
Three, yeah.
Okay.
04, 08.
And then this one?
And then this one.
Okay.
So how was the 2004 version compared to 2019?
I mean, I'm sorry, just comparing it to the 2019 version, it's not even fair. Guillermo del Toro did a phenomenal job. Granted, it was the first time we were ever introduced to Hellboy on the big screen, so I'm sure that, that gives it a huge advantage and makes a lot of people biased. Sure. But the story itself was so much better. It almost felt like the visuals were better, too. This one, I'm sorry, but the visuals came off as a little... a little corny, you know, because they were trying to do way too much magical, you know, way too many magical sequences, and it just felt a little cheap. So the 04 version with Guillermo del Toro as the director just blows this one out of the water. It's not even fair.
So the film is over 2 hours. Was it too long?
It was. Listen, I've never been in a movie that was too long and also rushed at the same time. The last 45 minutes of this movie, it's like they tried to cram the entire story so that you knew what was going on. It was one of those movies where the writing was basically just going to tell you the entire story. Instead of actually seeing it play out on the screen, they basically just listed, oh, and then Hellboy had to do this in order for this to happen, and then he had to go here, and then he had to talk to King Arthur. It's like, it felt like just a long list for like a 20-minute span where they were just kind of trying to cram the entire story in towards the end. So again, long movie. Yet rushed at the same time. I've never seen that before.
Like the amount of times they're like, Hellboy, this is your destiny.
Right.
Well, this is your destiny. Like, just do your destiny. We'll figure it out.
It felt like we were watching a series on the Sci-Fi Channel. Because it's like a 30, it felt like it was like they only had 1 hour to tell you the entire story, you know? Mm. And it was just all crammed in there. And it was a little, that's where I became, you know, disconnected to the movie. I was like, oh, well, now they're just reading the script. They're not even giving us a movie. They're just reading us all the details.
Let's talk about Sarah's BFF, Mila.
Right.
She's the bad guy.
Right.
Was she the right choice? I mean, be careful, because it's Sarah, you know.
No, so, please don't be careful.
Listen. Be gentle.
I have literally not seen her in 25 years.
This type of role could have really been played by anybody. You know, you didn't need to be an Oscar award winning actress to pull this one off. Her role was significant, but it's not like she had any great dialogue or any great one-liners. She just
did
had to be.
Did she look evil?
But she was also hot. I mean, for some people that works, because I like evil hot girls, but I don't know if that works for everybody necessarily.
Nice.
Yeah, that's my go-to.
If you're going to cast an evil blood queen, you got to cast like Angelica Houston or somebody who's got like a crazy look, Glenn Close.
A crazy look. That's what we needed, a crazy look.
This look at Mila Jovovich and you're like, all right, when's she going to walk on the runway? You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, and they also tried to turn this into like a semi-romance between, you know, Hellboy and the Blood Queen. There was like a little romantic background there, which
is
I just didn't buy whatsoever.
Too?
Well, see, that's part of the story. He's on the brink.
I don't really get this whole Hellboy thing.
Well, he's always on the, because he's actually from hell and he's
half
demon.
Yeah.
This movie, by the way, also serves as like a prequel because it does explain a lot of his background. But yeah, again, it's in that 45-minute span where they're just trying to cram it in. So you really have to pay attention to get the details. And that's, you know, didn't make for a great experience.
So this sounds like a hard no.
Well, the film has 11% on Rotten Tomatoes. What do you think of that rating?
That's 10% too much.
Right.
I'd give it 1% because they actually made it. But that's about it, though. Those 11%, I don't think that they deserve that.
Sum it all up, let me just say this.
That is too bad.
Too bad. I'm going to be honest. This movie was bad. I walked out.
You didn't even stay to the end?
I couldn't. Here's the thing. The movie is like, it's overly demonic. It's overly bloody.
Oh, you hate that demon stuff too.
Yeah, I mean, when you're like killing kids and serving their fingers in a soup.
It was very gory.
I'm like, that's not even like.
Yeah, you don't like any kid killing.
I don't. And, you know, they're hanging in the other room on hooks.
Right.
You're like, come on.
They really try to get gory, but the thing is that if you're going to get gory, like, get, you know, make it look good, at least. And some of this gore was really cheesy. That's why I'm comparing it so much to, like, a sci-fi
series.
Like,
they're saying their fingers, but they just look like hot dogs.
They were, like, plastic. You could tell they were, like, plastic fingers from the spirit store when you know, during Halloween.
Yeah,
you go and get, like, these
from
fake
Spencer's hands.
Yeah, that's it. From, like, Hot Topic. They had like blood from Hot Topic. It was the weirdest, cheesiest, gory scenes ever.
That's too bad.
It was.
Everything about this film is bad. And you know, and they wouldn't let us bring a guest.
On top of that.
they gave me
hell on the way in because
they
almost didn't let me
know
in.
You.
They're like, sir, you really need to be on the list for this movie. And then when I walked out, I was like, you might want to revise that list and just open it up for everybody.
Yeah.
Because
otherwise no one's gonna see this.
This was not worth it.
Let me just say, John Weaver, I love you, but I'm sorry, I gotta give this film zero Persian Rome.
Oh, zero?
Yeah.
Not even credit for being a movie.
I can't.
No.
I just can't do it. It's so bad.
I'm with you, Human, 100%. If I can give it less than zero, I would. I'm giving it -1 pinatas.
Oh my God.
I'm taking a pinata home with me, and nobody can break this pinata ever because I lost 2 hours of my life. Human only lost like 1 hour and 35 of his life, you know, so you're luckier than me. But I lost 2 hours of my life. I'll never get that time back, and I just really hope that they don't even consider making a Hellboy 4.
Next week, everyone, after many requests, we're bringing Rachel back. And we're going to review a Netflix film.
You guys are going to Netflix and chill and then come in and tell us about
it?
A little Hulu and hang?
I want to do Wine Country, the Amy Poehler one with Tina Fey, but they said they won't let me see that this early. So it's going to be a Gina Rodriguez film called Someone Great. And I'm hoping we'll also be able to see the Elle Fanning movie Teen Spirit. So.
How is Rachel these days? Is she good?
She's good. She left her job and she's
Did she leave her boyfriend?
I just put all her information on blast.
She left the job for the rich boyfriend.
Well, I don't know how rich he
is. Well, that's a come up.
Oh, there. So she for sure has a boyfriend.
Well, I mean, I think so. She doesn't post about him very much, so I don't know what's going on. It's kind of like this gray area.
Well, but we'll find out all about it next week. I can't wait.
Wow, I have so much more to say.
Just putting all of Rachel's information out
there. Say whatever you want to say. I didn't want to.
So tune in next week. And then in 2 weeks, we're bringing Rudy back for
Rudy.
Avengers.
Making me feel strong.
Endgame.
I can't wait for that, dude.
Endgame.
You're into that.
Now I am, because I've been to the last three Marvel movies, and now I'm all in. All
right.
So I'm ready to go.
Are you going to bring your brother-in-law?
If I have a plus one, if they don't give me any crap at the door like they did for Hellboy, we'll see. We'll see about that.
Great job, you guys.
Thank you
very much. The Human and Rudy movies review.
You know it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice.
And then that'll be
show.
It, right?
Yeah. Yes.
The last mention of that particular event the rest of the day.
Right. Tomorrow?
What yeah.
You know, okay, fine. Okay. For your birthday.
Maybe
taking
it off?
For his birthday present from us. Because to be honest with you, we didn't buy you anything.
Good.
So for your birthday present from us, we won't mention your birthday. We'll do it one time.
Yeah, we got to do it one time and you can play your song. Yeah. But the whole day, we're not going to mention it once.
Well, we're only going to mention it once. Let him have what he wants.
Listen, I'm trying to do you guys a favor.
Oh, really?
You don't need to make a thing out of it. It's all good.
That's good. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, me too. It's all good.
Well,
seriously, we
are.
Did not buy you a present, though.
Seriously, I'm okay with it.
Okay.
I'm not missing anything.
Oh, right. My God.
All I know is he gave me $20 and not come in. So
right.
Well, I gave him $42 come in, so.
Anyway.
We're all squared away over here. Anyway, no matter what happens, tomorrow is Friday the whole time.
Yes.
So that's what's really important here, is that we have made it almost through a whole nother week.
Woo!
Good for us. Yay on us.
Yay
us.
Yeah. We're great.
And good luck on your taxes, everybody.
Oh, yes.
It's that time of year.
It is that time of year. All right, have a good one. We'll see you back here on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.